In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Can we know God in any other way than by our natural reason? That's question 23. Besides knowing God by our natural reason, we can also know him from supernatural revelation, that is, from the truths found in sacred scripture and in tradition, which God himself has revealed to us. Supernatural means above the natural. These truths are above our natural power to think out for ourselves. God had to tell us, or we would not know them. The word revelation is a word that means drawing the veil aside. So, when we say that God revealed himself to men, we mean to very specific men, namely the writers of sacred scripture. Again, our faith rests on the testimony of the apostles, and before them, the prophets. This revelation has two sides to it, like the sides of a single coin. The coin is what we call tradition, from a Latin word, tradere, which means to hand down. And like St. Paul said in his second epistle to the Thessalonians, hold fast to the things we taught you by word and by letter. Well, the things he taught by word, which were not written down, have been held fast to as much as what he wrote. So those things, the word, are called oral tradition, and the things which he wrote are part of what we call written tradition, the letter, or in other words, the Bible. So the Bible is the written tradition of the church. Question 23a. What do we mean when we say that God has revealed these truths to us? When we say that God has revealed these truths to us, we mean that he has made them known to certain persons, to be announced to their fellow men as the Word of God. These persons chosen and sent by God are called witnesses to him. The prophets and the apostles were the chief witnesses. Our Lord said even to the apostles, "You shall be witnesses for me, even to the very ends of the earth." The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. So the Holy Bible is like a letter or a collection of letters, and it is part of tradition, the oral tradition being like messengers which God sends to teach us about himself. 23b, what is the Bible? The Bible is the written word of God committed to his church for the instruction and sanctification of mankind. Now, the Bible is a great book. In fact, there isn't a book that's any greater. And it is so great that John Henry Cardinal Newman once said, "You can make a whole religion out of it." Now, I'll be getting into this a little later, but suffice it to say right now, it's not as though we received a book from these apostles and then tried to construct a church from the book. Rather, the church wrote the Bible by God. God uses the church to write his word, to write the Holy Bible. And so the church exists before the Bible. The Catholic Church was a living, breathing, growing institution well before the New Testament was ever completed. Lastly, try to think of the Bible as being the Word of God in the words of men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.